Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I got stopped yesterday, although I got stopped in a way I've never been stopped before. You ever been pulled over by a cop from in front of you?
In a vehicle?
No.
Yeah. The cop was in front of me.
Like brake checking you?
Yeah.
get off my tail.
Well, he slowed down very quickly. So I was going down a street.
You were in a 25.
No, I wasn't. Thank you. And I follow those. I always look at the clock, though, to see if I'm in school. So I'm going down the street, right? And as I'm approaching the street, there's a light in front of me. Well, I couldn't tell that the car in front of me was a cop car. Like it was, like, number one, not paying attention.
They don't drive those little, like, Ford SUVs.
No. White car, you could barely, it looked like a roof rack more than anything.
Oh.
So he goes through because he's on a green. As I'm approaching, well, son of a bitch, if that thing doesn't turn yellow. So I was like, I better go. And I had a little ways before I got to the intersection. So I gunned it, right? And I'm very cautious. I'm looking around. I could see that these cars are stopped over here. No, I wasn't on the phone. So anyway, I gunned it. And I was like, I'm going to make it. And I went through the light. Agree to disagree whether it was red or yellow. That part doesn't matter. But as I punched it to go through the light, now I'm hauling ass. I'm probably up to the mid-60s. So I go flying through the light. And as I go flying through the right, I don't slam on the brakes. I gently coast down to a normal speed. But as I gently coast down to a normal speed, as I get up to the car who made it legally through the light, I'm like, oh, F, that's a cop. And so, but I was like, it's cool. Everything's fine. And then the brake lights come on. And so I was like, well, maybe he just wants to make sure that I'm following the right speed and everything. Or maybe he's like casing. So anyway, his lights go on. And I was like, oh, thank God.
You thought he was pulling over somebody in front of him.
There was nobody in front of him. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe he was like going to like pull in. There's like a bunch of townhouses there. It's residential. There's a bunch.
Well, a minute ago, it wasn't. No, it was
no,
a busy road.
It wasn't school zone. You
other
said school
side.
Zone.
That's the other side of the intersection.
So anyway, I was like, oh, well, there must be something going on at the townhouses. So he pulls over and I was like, oh, this is awesome. So I go, I give, you know, you're always supposed to like give the extra room. So I gave a lot of extra room because I'm driving now like I'm an instructor. So I get around him and I go up. Well, then he starts driving again. And I was like, oh, maybe he's got the wrong townhouse. Nope. So then I had to pull over and everybody's parked on the street. I don't know where to park. So I pull over and I'm right by a neighborhood park, packed. And that's embarrassing. So I pull over. The park's there, and all like the little munchkin kids got, now everybody's got their face in the chain link.
Huh? What's going on?
So, and I'm thinking, well, maybe that's good or bad. Cop gets out of the car. He walks up and he's, I don't like the trivia question, but I got the trivia question of, do you know why I pulled you over today?
Yeah.
And I said,
What?
I said, I got to be honest. Not really. And he said, oh, well, I don't know that you made the light. And I said, you know, I thought I did. And he goes, and when you came through the light, you had to be going really fast. And I was honest at that point, and I said, yeah.
I punched it.
Well, I didn't use punched it. I said, yeah, I did accelerate to get through the light. And he said, well, where are you going in such a hurry? Well, I like when I get pulled over in the morning,
right?
Because that gives me, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to work at
the... How am I going to work radio station into this one?
Well, it's easy. I'm going to work at the radio station. That's easy.
In the morning, but what'd you do in the middle of the day?
Oh, going to pick up my kid. And he said, what time does he get out of school? Well, I can't lie to the cop. And I said, about 45 minutes from now.
I like to be first in that pickup line, though.
So then,
but the school's in Philly.
Yeah.
So he says, hey, listen, you know, so I'm going to need your license and registration. And then I do what I, because, and I got my hands right up on the wheel, right? I always like them to see my hands. Sometimes I put them out the window if it's the middle of the night. Like, I've been through the rigmarole. This is probably, if I had to guess, I don't know, 50th time I've been pulled over. So I said, hey, no problem. I have to get something out of the glove box. Not a problem, sir. So I get the stuff out and I hand it to him, and then I get the butt pucker.
Oh.
I'll be back in a moment.
When he's like, gonna run your number and look at how many points you already have.
Don't. And I almost wanted to, as he was walking away, I almost wanted to just reach out and just like grab his sleeve.
No.
Hey, listen, real quick. I need my car. So don't, like,
Please don't impound it.
And then I wanted to go, you know, look at all the kids that are watching. Like, let's set a good example. So, like, I don't want to get handcuffed in front of them. And I don't want to get impounded. And now I got to sit on the curb. I have no idea how many points I have. I know it's a lot. And so every time I get pulled over, I have this fear of, like, there goes my car. There goes my driving privileges. I really shouldn't have punched it through that light. I start promising people that are nowhere around me I'm going to drive safely now. But I was driving safely. Like, I knew what I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
And he took forever. And then
Well, he's got a lot of violations to go through.
I'm carrying a one. Like, there's a lot going on. And then the door opens. And he didn't have a smile. He didn't, you know, he's working, right? Why would he be smiling? He's working. So the officer comes up. They touch the back of the car again, which always happens. I know the routine. So he comes up and he hands me my stuff bag and goes, Mr. Siegel. I was like, yep, that's me. And he said, listen, you approached from behind me, so I don't know how fast you were going.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I was like, I should have gone with that. How'd you radar me? I'm not, you don't even know where I'm going. So he was like, you approached from behind. I know you were going over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go with my typical agree to disagree. So I just said, oh. And he said, so listen, I'm going to let you off with a warning.
Of course.
Yeah.
But let's stop at the lights, and then let's not go speeding through the...
He's talking to a child. We're going to stop at the light.
That was one of the two things that stands out so much from learning to drive.
What's that?
One being, don't touch the dome light.
The what?
The dome light in the car. And two...
Wait, why wouldn't you touch the dome light?
We've talked about that before. Parents treated it like, yes, if you turn that on while you were driving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, I can't see.
UFO is blinding me. Yeah, no. My dad would take your... Yeah. My dad wasn't really a big spanker, but if you touched the dome light, slap across the face. It was coming.
And
right?
Then, too, I was taught never accelerate through a yellow.
Oh, see, I don't know where you learned to drive. I came from a different school that was punch it. You got to get through, because now you got to wait.
I think about that every time it turns yellow. I cannot push down on the gas.
Conversely, I think, oh my God, my car has no brakes.
What do they say? Like, if you have time to recognize, you have time to slow down.
Here's a Tyler with his traffic proverbs again.
It's catchier than that.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. I don't know what it is. No. If you can make it, you're supposed to go. No. If you read a book, they'll tell you that.
Definitely not true.
Because the car behind you could think that you're going, and they're going to ram you from behind.
If it's Elliot behind you, there's going to be an accident.
I have passed cars to go through the
yellow.
That is
true. And I've been a passenger with you when you do that. And it's Jesus. Very, very scary.
So again, if I could just for a moment thank the fine police officers from Alexandria. Great afternoon. It was nice out, and that also wasn't going in my favor. Because when it's nice out, they don't mind getting out of the car, doing their stuff. You always want to, if you're going to violate, you always do it in the rain. But if that door opens, you know you're screwed. Got off with a warning. Got off with a warning.
All of these are stories are like the books that on the first page tell you how it ends. Right. And then they start the story.
Well, I didn't say that I got a warning at first.
Yeah, but we know how it's going to end up. It always, always does.
And I hope that that officer enjoys a grand prize trip to see the 1975.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Uncasville. Got family just outside.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.